Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Caputa is here, too. Catherine has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 14 years. She's the president of Self Brand. She's recognized as one of the top global branding gurus on the planet. She's the author of Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand, and also Graduate to a Great Career. I think that's her new one, and she's our good friend, Catherine. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. It's still International Women's Month, and I've done several interviews this month, with women talking about the progress that women have made and what they still have to do and where the things that are in their way that they shouldn't be, and the way that they get in their own way and they shouldn't do that. We've talked about all those things. And you and I over the years have you've done such a great job of teaching us about the power of the self brand, especially not just the corporate brand or the product brand, but of the self brand, whether it be the owner or the employee or whatever. But today we're going to talk a little bit about something a little bit different. Tell the audience what's on your mind.
Well, you know what I think is really interesting, obviously this is, you know, every year we have, you know, March is International Women's Month, and it's a time we look at women, but not much changes. But this year we're seeing a lot of change, and we're seeing a record number of women being elected to Congress, and a lot of them are really very outspoken and very savvy in terms of the use of brand.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, you know, I think it's this whole millennial generation, too, that has a really good sense of how to use social media, and they're not afraid to be controversial, and they want attention, and they want to change things now.
And so they're not afraid, you know, to risk being disrespectful to speak up to their elders.
Not at all. And women traditionally
sometimes to their own, to their own misfortune. But still, I mean, I've employed them. I've employed many of them, and it's been interesting to see how they respond to everyone, to themselves, to their elders. It's a different situation. It's just different, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't have a sense of waiting their turn, which I think has, you know, really been a case in politics. You know, they identify them the senior senator from New York, the junior senator. It's all that sense of hierarchy and what committees you're on. These women aren't having any of that. They're demanding to have a place at the most important tables and committees and things like that. So it's very interesting. And frankly, historically, that's been kind of a woman's trait to wait her turn. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that has held women back, is not branding themselves as well as men do, being too modest, waiting their turn, being afraid to, you know, take center stage until they earn it. These women don't feel that way at all.
Well, you and I both know that there have been members of Congress that have been elected, male and female, who were freshmen, who were brand new, but they had some critical mass in a certain area. Maybe they were business experts, they were medical, you know, they were physicians, or they were entrepreneurs, and they wound up on committees that used their, and they wound up being leaders early on because of those credentials that they had. But what I think is important to point out is some of this demanding to not wait their turn, that's fine if you have the credential to back that up. But if you don't want to wait your turn just because you don't want to wait your turn, then I don't think that's going to fly very well. I don't think that's going to work in the system very well. What do you think?
Well, it's been working so far. I mean, you know, I think the key case in point, you know, the star of all of this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, she's got a difficult name to say with a hyphenated last name, so she's branded herself as AOC, you know, and you know, brands like short, easy to remember names. So, you know, her previous job was as a bartender. You know, so I don't know, you know, good at listening, I guess, if you're a bartender, good at mixing drinks and things like that, but not really, you know, expertise.
There's no credential there.
Congress. Right. But it hasn't held her back. I mean, she,
but,
you know.
But you're making, my point, Catherine, is it hadn't held her back. And in terms of, and look, I'm not speaking now of her policies. I'm speaking of the policies, the way she's presenting them, and my point is that she's presenting policies that don't add up, and it's making her and her amazing ability to brand herself, and she's an attractive lady.
Right.
She's well spoken.
She's very attractive.
She comes across very impressively. I mean, I'm impressed with her when I watch her speak. You know me, I admire that kind of thing. But
right.
what she stands for, if it doesn't add up, if the math doesn't add up, she diminishes all that stuff we just said that was so great about her, because it makes her look like not a serious person. What do you think?
Well, that's just started happening right now. I mean, mm-hmm. with the Green New Deal,
yeah.
you know, it went up for a vote in the Senate this last week, and she didn't even get one vote in favor
right.
of it. You know, 57 senators voted against it. So,
mm-hmm. And the rest voted,
you know,
present.
She was really
so they
hurt by that.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but I think the people who voted against, so when they, those people who are in her own party who either voted present or voted against her, what message mm-hmm. do you think they were sending to her?
They were sending to her, you don't understand what makes sense, that
mm-hmm.
your plan doesn't even make sense at all. To get so many negative votes, you know, says that there's no basis for her and no support for her ideas.
Right.
I mean, it's a catchy phrase to say Green New Deal. Again, that's a branding
right.
idea, you know,
right.
playing off of, you know, FDR's New Deal, and it's the Green New Deal. And the whole climate change, which has been an area that the president has denied exists and stuff like that. So it's an
right.
area that a lot of young people, millennials, feel very strongly about. But she comes up with a plan that would probably destroy the United States. You know,
yeah, the economy. Yeah, you can't just. But my point is, that's she had so much cachet, and she
yes.
heard it with her own ideas, and she could have used
right.
the help of someone maybe a little older. Who could have guided her a little bit? I don't know if somebody tried to, but that, I think she's a case study, don't you think? In how to launch
a
strong brand.
Case study. Yeah, and I think it's going to be interesting. You know, I think she's hurt herself dramatically with this.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. People are going to be distancing themselves that kind of were, you know, attractive.
I don't think, but this won't be the last we'll hear of her. I think she'll continue to surface. Quick break. Right back with Kat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.